Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Stuart, and once again, we have a global intelligence update, and we got Larry on board here to brief us on some things that are going on. And I guess I could say I've never seen an election quite like this, and I've never seen a world going so berserk so rapidly. Hi, Larry. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me. Lots going on.
Yeah. Where do you want to start? I'm going to let you pick. Maybe Middle East?
Yeah, we could start there. Well, actually, it's bigger than the Middle East. If you look at the Russian movements, of course, we've noted the Russian movement of some of their nuclear weapons up on the Baltic State region around Kaliningrad, which by the way, puts Berlin, Germany, and some areas of Europe right in the zero zone. And at the same time, we've got the situation in Syria. And I'll go back there. But first, I'm going to mention, before I forget it, there is some reports out that, of course, we did have earlier reports, and we reported that fact that Putin was sending some ships to the English Channel. And, of course, there's been some problems between the UK and Russia. UK's armed their planes, apparently, to possibly defend themselves or shoot down Russian planes or Syrian planes. Over the Syrian front, and apparently the data that we're getting is that there are some ships headed for the English Channel, and now it's being reported that the UK is sending its navy to intercept the Russian fleet before it gets to the English Channel. Now, you had mentioned you thought the English Channel was international waters, and I'm not sure on that. It's European waters, but, I'm not positive on what that is. I know that the Russians a number of times have flown their bombers over that region, and also they've sent their ships and a submarine once through that channel. So I'm not sure, but if the UK is intending to intercept the Russian ships, my question would be, what does that mean?
Well, if they did it in international waters and they try to blockade, then you would have a lot of trouble because we could have to say that NATO and the United States are, in spite of all the rhetoric to the contrary, the lawless ones in this battle, if you want to call it a battle, Cold War or whatever, could go hot anytime. And so Putin, as I've said before, is in Syria by invitation. The United States is not. NATO is not. NATO is going in to literally overthrow someone they don't like. Now, biblically speaking, God more or less says, you better mind your own business, because what you give out, you're going to get back four times over. And we've been giving out a lot of this stuff as the prophecies against the United States continually do say that we are the hammer of the whole world. If a nation does something we don't like, we send in a cruise missile, or we hammer them through sanctions, or we go in and we literally go to war with them. And the Lord's looking down upon all this, and I frankly, I think he's very, very tired of it. And my own belief is that America is in its final death wail. You know, when a person's dying, they rally. Many times you'll see them rally. I'm sure you're familiar with that, being an officer like you were in law enforcement, where they'll rally. And you'd think they were, you know, going to go for it, you know, life again. And then suddenly they're not. And this applies, I think, if you read the prophecies, to America. We're in our death wail. NATO is in its death wail. In fact, I was reading an article not very long ago that NATO may be on its way out. So, this English Channel thing, getting back to that, there are so many flashpoints in this thing. And I think they're chipping, they're just, like I should say, the neocons. They want war with Russia. They want it so bad they're salivating over it. They can't wait to get into a fight. And it's the dumbest thing ever, according to the scriptures, because when that happens, as I understand it, we get taken out. Anyway, back to the English Channel thing. What do you think's going to happen there?
Well, if what is true, and the information that we got was Putin has plans to explode some devices off of his ships in the English Channel, you know, that's a scenario generally where you're actually searching for submarines that are hidden in the, you know, but maybe hidden in that channel. So, you're basically in a war scenario to some degree at that point. And, you know, it's interesting. I know the UK has a number of times when the Russian bombers have and they are nuclear capable bombers that have been going into the area of the UK, well, Britain and Scotland, Ireland, that region, you know, and threatening and intimidating the British, and they would send out interceptors, planes to force the Russian bombers back into international airspace. And now I'm not sure how this is going to work in the Navy situation, because I'm not really that much aware of the waters and what's international and what's, you know, I'm not positive on the English Channel situation. You know, I don't know, but one thing about it, Putin's not one, I don't think, that you could push around. So if I were the English, I would be a little bit to try to actually literally block him, blocking maneuver and be in the wrong. You know, and like you said, Stuart, you said there's so many flashpoints, and that's very true.
Well, this the situation with his moving the S-300, S-400s into Syria, he's got those very advanced high-tech helicopters. He's got all this new electronic equipment that he's boasting about that has already fried several of our ships. And then we had one of their ambassadors pleading with the Americans to not go to war with them because of this new weaponry they have that fries just about everything they want to fry. There's a headline here on RT, which, by the way, got shut down. Russian military unveils revolutionary electronic warfare system. So, what is going on now in Syria? I understand they've more or less taken Aleppo. Is that correct? Or pretty much have taken it?
Away from ISIS, ISO? Yeah, that's the latest. Of course, there's multiple forces that have been fighting in Aleppo. That's a really big city. And, you know, of course, what you would call the U.S.-led or U.S.-backed and Turkish-backed forces were in there in Aleppo, fighting out of Aleppo and fighting Syrian forces that, you know, were loyal to Assad. I mean, the whole scheme from the U.S. side, as you said, is to take out Assad, which would be the third king I talked about in Daniel, if that occurs. Now, that may not occur. There's two scenarios going on today. Of course, Russia is holding a ceasefire because they have literally just completely annihilated that city, so to speak. And they're letting some of the rebels and some of the ISIS forces leave that city, along with injured. And so they've got like a three-day on and off hesitation in the bombing there. What's interesting, Stuart, what's interesting here about Aleppo is there are reports in the background that Russia has basically given over Aleppo to the Iranians that are there, that the Iranians are basically going to take possession of Aleppo in that region. Assad stays back with his Syrian forces back towards Damascus. There is a report now that is being talked about in the background that Russia, that Putin is literally going to make an enclave, a Russian enclave out of the bases and a portion of Syria that he's in off the Mediterranean and have a Mediterranean port. And he's already got warships off there. He's got plenty of missiles, including nuclear, in that theater. Now, if you want to comment on that, go ahead. But then I want to talk another flashpoint real quick at Mosul.
Yeah, I was just going to bring up Mosul. Aleppo, we should say, probably then has fallen. And this is part of that dividing up of the spoils, you know. Okay, here, you can have this, and you can have that. You can, well, we did it in World War II, right? That's the same thing we did. You can have this, you can have that. So they divide up the spoils. But what's going on in Mosul?
Well, and as we go to Mosul, we'll say that the region closer, you know, which is northern Syria, that Putin apparently has really made some deals with Turkey, and they appear to... they're going to let Turkey keep that area for now, you know, under military occupation in northern Syria that goes all the way probably to Dabiq and all of that region there. And then we go over to Mosul, and some of this information is shocking that has came out today, because I'm sitting back watching Fox News and other news feeds in the U.S., and they're claiming we're just doing great and mighty things in Mosul and taking territory and running the bad guys out, et cetera, et cetera. Now, let me read you, though. Debka File today had a exclusive alert, and it says, big Mosul offensive stopped, halted by ISIS surge attack, Iraq forces in retreat. And then as an addendum to that, it says as ISIS forces are surge attacking the Iraqi and other armies attack on Mosul, hundreds of Islamic State fighters are moving out of one portion of Mosul from Iraq into Syria using the Mosul-Raqqa road. We're not hearing any of this. Not in America, we're not. And now another something that came out today also was Koenig International News has posted a report saying that U.S. expert the experts in the Iraq region are warning that ISIS forces are poised to use chemical weapons in the Mosul defense. You know, and of course, today there are also claims from the U.S. forces that they thought they had maybe this al-Baghdadi, who is actually the total leader of ISIS, pinned in Mosul, and that may or may not be true. I had seen intel earlier, a few days ago, that after some type of poisoning attack, he and some of his commanders had already left Mosul and was going to another secure location. So... we're not hearing any of this. I mean, we're literally not hearing any of this data. And there, you know, there's more than one report. A lot of the Arab press is reporting that about 6,000 ISIS forces have been doing this surge attack, you know, against not only the Kurds, but the Iraqi troops. You know, there are Iranian troops involved in this thing, some U.S. embedded troops. You've got some Arabs, Sunnis. They're in a block there trying to surround Mosul, but we're not hearing any of this. You know, what I'm watching is like Wag the Dog or something. I mean, should I say that?
Yeah, I think so, because you don't know what's real and what isn't. Now, I did read something about, well, it was an article where, now, is Russia involved in this Mosul for air attacks at all?
No,
or are
no,
they staying
not,
out of
they're
it?
They're not at all. They're
not.
They're,
okay,
they're
good.
Over Aleppo. And, yeah.
Because that would mean they have extended their little war zone into Iraq. Now, I also heard that it would be probably NATO and U.S. troops that would be a guard unto the ISIL forces that are evacuating, and that they would be coming into Syria. So they'd be reinforcements, wouldn't they?
Well, there's if you've watched the intelligence that have been coming out recently, especially from the Israeli press and some of the Arab press especially, there are reports that NATO and possibly U.S. is making a move to move the ISIS forces out of Mosul and into – they actually are if the reports are true, they're trying to move the ISIS forces into attack positions to literally attack and try to overrun some of the Syrian forces and some of the Russian forces there in Syria. So it's almost a blocking move. In other words, there's an attack to delay the taking of Mosul,
mm-hmm.
you know, by ISIS forces. At the same time, your hundreds of ISIS forces are also moving into positions over in Syria, I suppose towards Raqqa maybe, that region, and
mm-hmm.
are to be used and maybe join up, Stuart, because there are ISIS forces in, you know, on the Golan border there, the Israeli and the Syrian border. There are ISIS forces in that region, and there's ISIS forces also, I understand, have been entrenched in the Damascus region and also in the Egyptian Sinai. And that's not counting at all, Stuart. Yemen, where we're having one heck of a
yes.
time being fired on by forces there that are Iranian-backed. But ISIS is making a major move, and we've got to be really watchful to see what this seems to be a chess game that, you know, it's not one of those where people study the plays. You know, Putin may have studied this out, but it seems like
mm-hmm.
the chess pieces are moving on a daily basis now, pretty quick.
Now, have you heard any more about the NATO-USA strike on Damascus?
That has been totally blacked out quiet for 2 or 3 days now. There were reports, and they have just gone black. So that's unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And really, also, there is zero data coming out of the San Diego or the Diego Garcia region
mm-hmm.
that we heard about where the buildup was. And most of the data right now is movement of Russian forces, not only the submarines, but, you know, the naval forces are in flux right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had talked about Trump being Cyrus, possibly, and Trump being a delay. And I've heard prophecies both ways, that, yes, he is going to come in, and, yes, he's going to. But then we're hearing more and more about this fellow out of Utah, this Mormon. And,
Evan McMullen is his name.
Yeah. And
they asked him today, Stuart, they asked him today on Fox. They had him as a guest and asked him point blank, did he and Romney, are they working together on this deal? Because it's troubling. And he refused to answer the question.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that tells you a lot, then. That tells you, I think that tells you quite a bit, that he wouldn't even answer it. We have the White Horse prophecy. I'm not telling anybody it's true. But that prophecy's been around for a long, long time, that a Mormon would come and rescue the Constitution of the United States. Now, if that's true, then they've got something in the works for both Trump and Hillary. We have that great debate tonight. I don't think I've ever seen a presidential debate descend into who did who. Why aren't they talking about the issues? I don't even understand Donald Trump's reaction. I would be flying way above that.
Yeah.
And trying to get people to focus on the real issues. What is the deal on this? Have you heard any more about this Utah fellow?
Not particularly, but you know, isn't it interest the elite or the establishment, including the rich men, Stuart? Isn't it one of their MOs or a mode of operandi or a mode of operation? Don't they sometimes try to fulfill prophecies?
Yes. I think that may be exactly what's going on. I think they may try, because this is all part of the overall scheme to bring in their false messiah. So all they have to do is read the Bible, and with the high technology they've got, they can create earthquakes, they can create volcanoes. Now with projections, blue beam project, projections in the atmosphere, which I think they're already experimenting and fairly far along on. They can simulate the arrival. But I think the trap is, you know, if you read the prophecies, it doesn't say the Lord does all of that. It's kind of like Israel. Well, we got to kill this guy, because if we don't, we're not going to save Israel. So by killing him, they save Israel. You know?
Yeah, I kind of like the way Stuart, you a lot of times will talk and use the terminology. Well, it really doesn't say who does it, and I don't guess it really matters who does it as long as it happens.
Exactly. And so they may be doing it, falling into their own trap, because I've often wondered, and I think you and I have talked about it sometimes before, the Bible's very, very clear that the rich men set up a trap for the entire world, and they fall into their own trap. And we've often wondered, well, what exactly is this trap they fall into? And, of course, World War III would be part of the scenario that they want to bring on. And, I mean, they're totally insane, but I guess, you know, what can you do about it? They're the leaders. The people of the world don't seem to want to rise up and stop it. So I don't know how you do stop it. You know, we have to just ride through it, I guess. Any more word on the earth changes that are going on? It seems like we got volcanoes popping off everywhere.
Yeah, and we're having a resurgence of earthquakes too. They're beginning to get more and more frequent. Of course, we're actually now, and I don't know if you've noticed it, we're in the waning of a supermoon. They call it a super hunter's moon. And
oh, really?
They say yeah. It was just a couple or three days ago. It was a full super hunter's moon, as they called it, and they called it a supermoon. And I've never heard of that terminology before, but they're saying that. There could be some gravity situations with the tides and et cetera. And, of course, mm-hmm. You know, there's always, I think, some seismologists say that when you have the waning of the moon, it's a more dangerous time. I think McCaney also backs that up.
Yes. Yeah. The waning of the moon is when you're supposed to get the most severe of earthquakes. And obviously, the world is expanding. I think Stan Deo and some of the others that are really tuned into this thing realize that the world really is expanding, and we're getting go ahead.
I was just going to say, before we get too far off of Trump, though, I wanted to mention something that happened on the radio show with Augusto yesterday, actually. There was a, and I don't know if you've had time to read it, but Isaiah 45, there's a Van der Hoeven, I believe it was, in Jerusalem that sent a letter to, or an email to, or someone had sent it to Augusto, and I'm aware of Van der Hoeven. He was close to, he's a Christian and has an office in Jerusalem and has for years, ever since the early prime ministership of Benjamin Netanyahu. And Van der Hoeven said that he had read recently, very close, Isaiah 45, which deals strictly, I mean, it lays out the plan, you know, of Cyrus the Persian king and how that God used him, even though he didn't know who the creator was. I mean, he used him anyway, but if you read Isaiah 45, it lays out the plan very clearly. And Van der Hoeven, and I'll make this short, I know we're getting close on time here, but Vanderhoeven was very interested in the fact that does Isaiah 45, by chance, being the number 45 and dealing with Cyrus the Persian king, does that exemplify possibly a Trump ticket? And the fact that even though people have only seen 44 presidencies in the United States prophetically, that maybe the Creator decided to pull a secret plan, kind of like Mary in the Begats, all of a sudden out of nowhere, a Mary, maybe a Trump arrived too suddenly, and they didn't see that, and maybe it's part of the plan. Maybe Isaiah 45 is very important and symbolic.
Well, it's very, very interesting when you say that, because Trump is the kind of a guy that says he can do the impossible. And he's very smart that way, and people around him say, yeah, if it's impossible, he'll tackle it and get it done. Of course, by the hand of the Lord, that's the question we have, is how close are we really? And boy, we have got to watch these last few weeks going into October and November, because this is really going to be a teller of tales, I believe, as to what's going to happen. I mean, it would be impossible, for example, if this Mormon character all of a sudden rises up and gets installed as president. That would be an impossible avenue, too. But that's the way the Lord does work. So I guess I have to ask the question, how tired do you think the Lord is of the United States at this point?
Oh, I think the United States is in trouble, and whether we have a delay, or not, I think we're right there. We're in the crux of it. And what I'm concerned about, Stuart, is we're getting a lot of details from people around the world that are talking about internet communications and satellite communications, et cetera, that are having glitches and problems. And some believe it's not so much the sun as it is, these are troll implemented glitches. And we may lose communications as we get to the election, even if we may not have an election, but then again, we may. So at the same time, we're watching, so to speak, the military movements and what might occur any day in that area. We're also got to watch, what will they do? What will the rich men do? What will the present, as many are, even Judge Napolitano now says, our total fallen government, what will they do to stop from winning?
Well, they have to do something. They've spent years, decades, setting the New World Order up. There's no way they're just going to walk away from it. This is going to be a battle of surprises unlike anything probably the American people have ever seen before. And unfortunately, the vast majority of people probably don't even know who Trump is, let alone who Obama is, because they don't seem to care one way or the other. But folks, you want to read Isaiah 45, take a look at that. That may be exactly what he would be, the 45th president, wouldn't he, Larry?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Obama's the 44th, and if there is a new president and we have a delay, it would be a 45th presidency, and that would be miraculous from what people say.
Yeah, sure would. Well, when you see all these things coming together, the military moves, the political moves, the weather, the solar activity is very anomalous. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, folks. And the only reason I only went to a half an hour is I wanted everybody to listen to the debates, and I didn't want to encroach on that. Thanks, Larry, so much for coming on. And I expect you're going to watch them. I know I am, just to see, kind of like a circus, I'm surprised, I suppose. But
all the clowns are in Washington.
I know. Well, thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. And it's LarryWTaylor.org.
That's it. Thank you, Stuart.
Yep, no problem. And thanks a lot for listening, folks. And we'll see you Friday night, as far as I know. Night.